News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The business group IBEC is calling on the next government to subsidise the price of electricity for all businesses and households until it can permanently reduce energy costs. Conor Minogue, senior executive at IBEC and author of that paper. Why are you making this call?
Yeah, good morning. So Ireland, for really the last 10 to 15 years, well, most of those years, has had some of the highest prices in Europe and the OECD. This is obviously a major concern, given that Europe itself is uncompetitive. And what we see is, in the long run, there's an opportunity here, a unique opportunity. Investment in renewables, interconnection, storage, that all helps bring the price down. But in the short term, the signs are prices are going to remain high. So we want a subvention to help all users by targeting renewable generation and network investment.
So what does that mean in layman's language?
So at the moment, our bill is mainly driven by the price of natural gas. There's very little we can do about that. However, there are lots of other charges and levies that are on the bill. What we would like to see is government target those charges and levies by about $600 million a year, and that would dramatically reduce the price for all users. And so effectively, we would be delivering the infrastructure that we need to deliver net zero ambition, but at the same time, reducing costs.
Okay, so the government steps in, subsidizes the price of electricity. Like, is there an argument that says, Shane Coleman, Conor Minogue, Ciara Kelly, who have good jobs and are well paid, shouldn't have their electricity subsidized? That's a bad use of taxes, a bad use of resources.
Well, look, there's an investment here that needs to be made. If we are to meet our climate targets, our renewable targets, that requires a lot of upfront capital investment. At the moment, that's all based on through user charges. We think that model really needs to be reviewed in its entirety. So one thing we are asking the next government is to review this user charge model. But in the short term, a subvention would reduce that overall cost for users, really, for the next few years. But after 2030, we would like that model reviewed completely. If I could give you an example, in Germany, they have removed their PSO levy, which is a user charge to pay for renewables. And instead, those renewables are funded by a state fund. We could do something similar in Ireland. Other countries are being a little bit more innovative at how they invest in renewables, how they invest in the network to deliver electricity.
Okay, so how much of a subsidy would you be talking about?
Well, we proposed $600 million, and that's really a calculation of that's the PSO levy and some of the fixed costs for network.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Conor, but just to cut to the chase, what kind of percentage of your electricity bill would that amount to?
Yes, we've done a few calculations with some businesses, and we see it's roughly around 6% to 11% reduction for users. It changes because different users use electricity in different ways. But as I said, this would actually benefit all users across the system, including households.
Okay, and to come back to my earlier point, is that a good use of taxpayers' resources if you're subsidizing people who can well afford to pay?
Well, what we want is to bring electricity prices closer to the European norms. As I said, really, for the last 10 to 15 years, they've been above that European average. And there's a risk now that gap could widen even further. So this is really about bringing us a bit closer to the European norms, securing, I suppose, our competitiveness. And yes, we think that is a good use because there is this competitiveness challenge we face at the moment as an economy. And it's not going to be lost investment. That money ultimately is being spent on infrastructure that we need to decarbonize.
Conor Minogue, senior executive at IBEC, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.